control the airwaves. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231 is the number. That's 800-259-9231 as we kick off hour number two. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
It is a live Saturday night edition. We're actually here. By the way, those of you that were listening last week to the Saturday show, we weren't live because our network was moving studios and there were some technical difficulties. But we actually are here in the flesh tonight. We just got off the phone with a man named Steven Steiner. He is the head of Damn Mad. And basically, man, do we discredit him or what?
I don't know. Nobody, I would say that he discredited himself.
That's true. We asked so many questions that he didn't have any answers to. And he's the head of an organization that deals specifically in issues in regards to the drug war. He didn't even understand alcohol prohibition, Torgo.
Well, I think the issue is that he can't help but think in terms of...
Emotion?
Emotion and then government enforcement. Every time we brought something up and brought up an alternative, he immediately started to agree with the concept of what we were saying.
Right.
And then turned it into, but they're trying to bypass the FDA process, or...
Yeah,
you know,
or when I brought up, well, aren't you for economic freedom? Well, yes, but there should be laws.
Right, exactly. He's like, well... We have these drugs now and they're legal, but you have to have a prescription. Well, no, that's not where we're going. That's still regulation. That's
right.
Still prohibition.
Did you have something that you wanted to clarify?
I did. One of the things that I was saying, which kind of got stepped on, was you had brought up a point that if drugs were manufactured by larger companies, for example, Merck or Pfizer,
sure,
or any pharmaceutical manufacturing company, if something like meth were being manufactured by them, it would be much safer because it's being manufactured in a controlled environment.
That's correct.
Not in somebody's basement where they bought sufedrine at the local discount mega giant and
right,
they're brewing it up in their basement, blowing up their houses, things like that.
Literally.
So, mm-hmm, literally blowing up their houses and coming up with batches with impurities or different strengths. And most likely, the dosage that you're going to get in a commercially available drug is going to be enough to have the effect on you, and that's it.
But it'll be measured.
It'll be measured. It'll probably be overall weaker than what you see now, because they want to get people using the product, but it's not going to do Pfizer any good if people start dying.
No.
Not at all. They're going to make sure that people don't die from using this product.
Well, most deaths from illegal drugs, and Stephen thought that there were so many of them. Really, there's not very many at all. But most of them that do occur happen as a result of, in some cases like ecstasy, it's set and setting that have an effect. We talked about this last week, where the people don't die from overdosing on ecstasy. They die from overheating because they're dancing in a club and there's no water around.
Right.
That's why they die there. In regards to drugs like heroin or methamphetamine, you've got impurities that come in the process of making it in your back bedroom. And then you've also got the overdose problem where you just happen to come up with a batch that's way too strong on accident if you're not paying attention. So all of the reasons why people die from illegal drugs are because they're illegal, really.
Exactly. You know, with heroin, somebody's cutting it with just whatever they've got around,
yeah,
you know. It's like,
Ajax,
Borax, here we go, we'll just take some of that. And then you're just injecting cleaner into your veins.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Who knows what they put into that
right
stuff? All right, we're going to go to the phones because we've got Nick on the line in Maryland. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Torgo.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Torgo. How you doing?
All right. How you doing, Nick?
What's up, Nick?
Oh, not too much. Went up to Delaware today to see Manwich.
Oh, that's right. Manwich was speaking at the Delaware State Convention for the Libertarian Party.
Oh, was he really? I didn't know where he was. I just knew I was supposed to come in and do his job for him. Slacker. So how was it?
I'm surprised he didn't make it back there because he left before at like 2.
Oh, really?
But yeah, the sad thing is he missed the law enforcement against prohibition speaker that came on after him.
That is unfortunate.
So, and the speaker was basically one of the biggest things he kept talking about was how prohibition doesn't work and how law enforcement, you know, doesn't work in the drug war. The guy spent 40 years with the DEA, and
wow,
it just doesn't work. And one of the craziest things that he started talking about, because he was actually an enforcement agent in the Washington, D.C. area.
Okay.
He'd say that there were certain areas that he wasn't allowed to enforce drug regulations.
Really?
Like, he could not make drug arrests in the affluent areas. He had to
Are you serious?
Sure, Absolutely.
Wow.
He said this many times, made it very clear. This is one of his biggest problems.
It figures.
It was insane. I couldn't even believe it. But because all these people know judges, they know police officers, other things.
Plus it's hard to get a conviction on rich people. Yeah, it's hard to get a conviction on rich people anyway. I mean, if you go after them, they're going to fight, most likely.
Exactly.
And whereas if you go after some guy driving a beat-up jalopy, he's not going to do anything. He's poor. He can't afford a lawyer, and he doesn't know anything about the legal system. So he's just going to take his lumps and move on with his life if he can. They take advantage of poor people all the time in the war on drugs.
That's exactly what he said. And he actually had a humongous struggle within his own force because he wanted to go after everybody. Because he was in the war on drugs.
Right.
He was going after everybody. And they wouldn't let him do it. And suddenly it started dawning on him how not only is there a complete hypocrisy in the system wasn't working for anyone. It wasn't decreasing drug usage anywhere.
Wow. After 40, he did it for 40 years? That must be since the DEA was founded. I can't imagine it's been around for that long. That's incredible.
Okay, I might be wrong on that number, but that's what I thought he said.
Well, anyway, regardless, those guys from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition have credibility to the hilt. And the fact that, and I wish we'd had more time with Stephen Steiner, but an hour was enough at that point. But the fact that he could just blow off Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, I was first surprised he'd even heard of them. That's good news that he had heard of them, I suppose. But he just blew them right off as though they were nothing. These are cops that have worked in the jobs. They've been in the trenches. They've been doing undercover work. And they've discovered on their own that what they were doing was hurting other people. That the war on drugs didn't do anything to stop drug use. And they gave it up, and now they're going around, to different conventions and law enforcement conventions even, and speaking to them and saying, look, time to wake up, guys. Let's focus back on rape and murder and violence instead of drug users.
What's really funny is the officer that spoke today it wasn't part of the Libertarian Party at all.
Mm-hmm.
He had barely even heard of Libertarians. He was sitting there telling us, he's like, I kind of like what most of you have to say.
Wow.
He's like, I just never hardly heard of the Libertarian Party. But
well, you have to start somewhere, yeah. I suppose. Nick, any other thoughts for us tonight?
No. Not really. Actually, I kind of missed Manwich's speech. I was about 15 minutes late just because of traffic on 95, and I was driving all the way up from Baltimore.
Well, I sent him with a little recorder unit, so hopefully he got it recorded and we can put it online or something like that. It depends on how good the recording is. We'll let you know. Thanks, Nick. Thanks for the call, man. All right, 800-259-9231. We've got Douglas. Douglas calling from Genetic Kingdom. Douglas,
yeah,
where are you?
That's the United Kingdom.
Oh. What's on your mind?
What's
going on, Cupcakes?
Oh, we're just talking about drugs, Douglas. You don't use any of those, do you?
Actually, I wanted to call in regards to Steven.
Yeah?
What a hypocrite.
Really? Explain.
Listen to this. Back in San Francisco, like 10 years ago...
Yeah?
We used to... I'm sorry, it shakes me up every time I talk about it.
I understand,
Douglas.
We used
to write out in cursive, we would write out the word Hollywood in cocaine on a coffee table, and he would blow the whole thing.
Really?
Wait, Steven was?
Yes.
Steven Steiner from Damn Mad?
Yes, Steven Steiner used to be my boyfriend.
You're alleging that you used to party with Steven Steiner, the founder of Damn Mad.
Wait a minute, he used to be your boyfriend.
For many
years. Boyfriend. Is that why he and his wife got divorced?
Probably.
Probably?
He's a liar and a con artist and a drug user.
You're a homewrecker, Douglas.
I'm a gay.
Thanks for the call.
Same thing.
800-259-9231. Bumping an entire cursively written Hollywood off of them.
If you're listening on the internet, stay tuned after this show.
We got more on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? What happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live. The number's toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system. Over 96,000 posts are there for you to surf around through, well approaching 100,000.
That is a lot. I should know. I broke it earlier this week.
What, you mean you broke 100,000 or 96,000?
No, I broke the message board.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I had to restore it earlier this week.
Oh, my. What were you doing?
Trying to upgrade.
Bad monkey.
I was, yeah.
All right, so 96,000 posts plus over 1,200 people interacting. There's conversations that range from fun to serious issues. You'll find them all there. bbs.freetalklive.com will take you straight to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. This is your show. It's a live Saturday edition. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, like Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Torco.
Yeah, hi, hon. Talking about liberty, we better start fighting for it because something's about to happen. I just got a newsletter today. And
really? What's going on, Paula?
Okay. On the 23rd of March, FEMA's been having meetings with pastors that they said that they're trying to get the pastor to seduce, or they're trying to seduce local pastors being part of a control of the people in their area. They said the pastors are a whole, are loving the idea of being part of a federal move to confiscate farms, slaughter livestock, even placing
Whoa, slow down a second here. Whoa. Did you just tell me that the federal government, FEMA, is trying to recruit pastors to confiscate farms?
Well, let me finish, okay? They said that this is part of, they're going to put people in detention centers also. And they said that FEMA is
pastors?
Down, turn the light on. The FEMA is down to the level now speaking to pastors on the importance of brainwashing their churches in a submission. They're being told to please help control the cowboy attitude of resistance to this draconian move of federal takeover.
Wait, hold on.
Where is this newsletter from, Paul?
It came from a ministry. Okay.
Who?
Decision Ministries. They're going to be on the station here also.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And
are you listening on the radio?
Huh?
Are you listening on the radio?
Yeah.
What are you listening to? Shortwave?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and there's more here, too.
What frequency are we on, Paula? I'd like to know.
I'll pick you up around 1700 a.m.
That's not shortwave. That's
AM. Yeah, I mean, it's close to the you know, I pick up shortwave. I have a radio that picks up regular,
I see.
You know, and
so
shortwave.
Let me see if I've got this straight. Your newsletter from some church is telling you that the federal government's trying to recruit pastors into going around and stealing people's farms and telling their constituency or their, their patrons, that they're actually doing the right thing, huh?
Some of these are what you call 501c3 churches, which is not a church but a corporation under control by the federal government, whether they will admit it or not. But there is more to this. They said FEMA is planning to declare martial law, confiscate guns, close down roads for the next day.
Why would they be declaring martial law, and when's that supposed to happen?
When this next thing that they've got planned is going to happen.
What is it? What are they planning?
They're planning another thing like 9/11.
Yeah, now your newsletter seems to know everything else. Do they know exactly what it is that they're planning?
Well, they said they know about when they think it's going to happen, and it's going to be around Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm. So are they going to shut down all of the country or just your area of Florida, Paula?
Just the whole country, hon.
Really?
Yep. And
really?
They said to contact...
Did you ever think about how difficult that would be?
Well, they're saying contact your AM/FM stations and your shortwaves and all that. And
Paula, did you
this.
Ever really think about how difficult it would be to shut down the entire country?
Well, we have got Chinese troops here. Were you aware of that?
No, Paula, that's bunk.
No, it's not. It's
yes,
true.
It is. There's no legitimate source to that. That's just a rumor.
No, it's not a rumor.
Okay, Paula. So
I'm just saying that there is things going on that y'all are being told.
Paula, just because someone tells you there's Chinese troops in the country...
No, I didn't say they told me.
Doesn't
I
mean
have
it's
information
true.
On this.
Is there photographic evidence
they're
of it?
They're being trained in a certain state right now.
Which state?
New York.
New York?
Yep.
There are Chinese troops being trained in New York?
Yep.
What is...
We even have Russian vehicles here. We have camps. And we just gave $381 million to build more detention centers.
Okay, that's the only thing you've said so far that has ever been corroborated, Paula, that there's actually money that the federal government has earmarked for detention centers.
Well,
that much
this
is true.
New money. I mean,
the rest of it is all bunk.
Done.
Now, wait a minute, Paula. Why would they bring Chinese troops to New York when they could bring them to California and not have to cross the ocean and the country?
Don't ask me. All I know is that they're being trained there. That's all I know.
See, you don't know anything, Paula.
Yes,
you
I
just
do.
Believe
I'll,
what you're
I
told.
I have read the information on it.
Yeah, from your church newsletter.
No, No, from
freewebs.com/Chinese troops in New York.
They are training some here in the United States right now.
For what purposes, Paul?
They're trying to bring in the New World Order.
The Chinese troops are going to bring in the New World Order.
They're in charge of our ports right now in the Bahamas.
The Chinese troops are?
You didn't know that?
We have ports in the Bahamas. Isn't the Bahamas owned by the Great Britain?
They are being controlled by the military Chinese Communist Army right now.
Okay, and so you think that they've got Chinese troops here, and they're going to bring in the New World Order. How many Chinese troops is it going to take to bring in the New World Order?
Well, we have some of our own, but still the thing is that they're trying to bring this in. Okay?
But we have some of our own, so are you saying that the government is then going to order the U.S. military to turn on the United States people?
Well, when you have a certain secret government that has all this planned... Okay?
Yeah.
And, I mean, they've had it planned for a long time.
They're good at planning. It's actually doing the stuff that's really difficult, isn't it?
Well, they've got total control. Like, the British right now, they're trying to bring us back under control of them.
What's going
to
happen, Paula, when they give our troops, our brothers and sisters and our friends and family members, the order to kill American people?
It's going to be bad.
You think they're going to follow those orders?
I think a lot of them won't.
Oh, well, then what are you worried about?
Well, the thing is, this is, well, you know this is prophesied to happen.
No, you know it. I don't know any of that crap. Okay.
You don't know what's in your Bible?
Well, I know that there, in fact, was a prophecy for something like this to happen.
Yeah,
however, okay, great. The prophecy is there. However, putting any stock in that prophecy is something that I'm not willing to do.
Well, when you have people that you are in your family that are up there in Washington that know what's going on.
Oh, right? You've got people that are on the inside on the New World Order? They're you, people in your family?
Yeah, no, I hate to even say it.
But wait, they tell you about all these things? You've got people.
I found out things.
How? Did you torture him?
No.
Careful now.
I have getting information, but anyway, the thing is that this is coming down.
Okay, Paula.
As a matter of fact, there's a toll-free number. You can call this ministry. You can get
that's all right. We'll pass on. Well, should we get that?
No, absolutely. What's the number? What's the number, Paula?
It's 1-800-777-4403.
800-777-4403 for Decision Ministries?
Yeah.
Now, will they answer the phone if we call tonight?
Yeah, they probably will.
Yeah, and they're going to tell us that this is all coming down.
You back.
Huh?
You can leave a message on answer right away, and they'll call you back. Just leave your number.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
You have a nice night now. Bye-bye.
I heard Paula's call waiting click. I think it might be the New World Order.
Yeah. Well, she got, apparently she's got a connection on the inside.
Right.
Wow.
The New World Order is coming. I don't understand these people.
What does someone like this do with their day? Does Paula literally sit there all day long and read her newsletter over and over again and go online and do research about how this is going to happen, what's going to happen, the Chinese troops? There's no Chinese troops in America!
Now, see, the reason I said, go ahead and give that number out, I want someone who's listening to this show, so you know, just someone who listens to our show regularly, to call this church and get some of this information. I would like to have it
the newsletter.
The newsletter and whatever other crazy Chinese troops are in America propaganda. I want it sent to Torgo at freetalklive.com. So call Decision Ministries 800-777-4403 and get me some info.
Our board op says, I love it how her beer cans fell over during the call. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves, and yes, you can really bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. The number, 800-259-9231.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and the number toll free, as always, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's a live Saturday show. Literally anything goes. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
Hey, don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have our listener map. Over 1,000 of our listeners around the world have gone to map.freetalklive.com, and they've added themselves as a little digital push pin. You type in your location, you can add your name, a photo of yourself if you like, even a phrase to go along with your entry, and you'll be on our listener map, map.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. By the way, we got lots of neat stuff coming up tonight here, including a teacher who had a run-in with Homeland Security. New York, it's illegal to dance without a license, and how the government likes to murder puppies. We'll tell you all about that and more, but let's go to Matthew first in Massachusetts. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Torgo.
Gentlemen.
Hey, Matthew.
How you doing?
Good.
All right.
You need to cut Paula some slack because in my fortune cookie, it said the same thing she was talking about. So
that the New World Order was coming? And
yeah. So,
okay.
All right.
Did it say it in really, really small text? Because there was a lot of stuff that she spewed.
Yeah. I mean, it was two sides. But anyway, so we got two examples of the statist authoritarian mindset in these past 2 days. We had Ms. Bureaucrat and...
That's right. Last night we had the spokes bureaucrat for the Texas Alcohol Banning Commission.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, and I like how, Ian, you were choosing all these different nice, actual meanings for what that stands for.
Yeah, we kept screwing up the acronym.
Might as well have been.
Right.
And, hello?
Yeah, we're here, man. Go
hey.
Hi there.
I can barely hear you.
I don't know why that would be. That would be something on the network side. Are you? Just go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, hello?
All right, Matthew, are you still there?
Yeah, I can barely hear you.
I don't know what's going on. Go ahead with your thoughts, and then you'll probably have to hang up. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I can hear you better now.
All right.
Anyway, so this... this Steve guy reminds me of how pretty much no matter what you're going to say, he's not going to be listening. You know, he wasn't wanting to hear anything about liberty. All he wanted to hear about was how drugs were bad.
Right. You're talking about Steven Steiner, the head of Dan Mad. We had him on in hour number one. It didn't seem to matter what we said to him. He always came back to there's laws in this country, and we want laws about drugs.
And I have a hard time believing he never heard of the prohibition in the 30s.
Right. What he really wanted was just to further the cause of his own personal vendetta.
Yeah.
Right.
His vendetta against everybody who's ever sold drugs, I guess, even though it was his son that chose to take them.
Right. And no matter what, and the thing is it was really frustrating to listen to this guy. And every time you try to bring something new and, like, open up his mind to the idea that maybe drugs weren't the real problem... It was the drug war.
Right.
He just didn't want to talk about it.
No,
so
shut
like,
it down. He changed the subject and move on to his talking points. I mean, he has his talking points. He has his things that he knows about. But what I found interesting was so many things that he didn't know about. You know, we brought up several angles that he'd obviously never thought of before. And you could hear that he sounded like he'd agreed with some of them. But even when he would find himself agreeing with it, it was like there was an automatic correction that went on in his mind. Like a switch would be flipped that would just flip him over to his talking points again. Even if he was seeming to possibly understand our line of questioning, he'd go right back into what he had to say.
Right. And just one more thing. Are you guys, are moving up this summer. Are you moving the show up also?
Are we moving the show? Of course we are. Yeah.
How about Torgo and Johnson and Jason and all the other Jays? And
they've been invited. It's up to them to come up on their own.
We're not dedicated.
You're not dedicated.
Well, they don't get paid, Matthew. Nobody gets paid.
You don't get really paid either. So.
No, we don't. But, you know, somebody's
going to do the show. Well, have a good night, gentlemen.
Hey, thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231, toll free.
Right. Well, see, the show is your job. So everything that you do is based around Free Talk Live. So
that's
when
right.
you move, Free Talk Live is going to come with you. And you're not leaving a job behind by moving because you can pick your job up and move it with you.
Exactly. Still to come here tonight, a 911 operator ignores a call from a five-year-old.
Yep.
And his mom died as a result. We'll give you the details. But first, let's go to Reason.com. In the course of researching paramilitary drug raids, I found some pretty disturbing stuff. This is Radley Balco reporting. There was a case where a SWAT officer stepped on a baby's head while looking for drugs in a drop ceiling. There was one where an 11-year-old boy was shot at point-blank range. Police have broken down doors, screamed obscenities, and held innocent people at gunpoint, only to discover that what they thought were marijuana plants were really sunflowers, hibiscus, ragweed, tomatoes, or elderberry bushes. And yes, it has happened with all five of those. Yet among hundreds of botched raids, the ones that get me the most worked up are the ones where SWAT officers shoot and kill the family dog.
Ah, yes.
I have two dogs, which may have something to do with it. But I'm not alone. A colleague tells me that when he and other libertarian commentators speak out about the 1993 raid on the Branch Davidian compound in Waco, many people tend to doubt the idea that the government was out of line when it invaded, demolished, and set fire to a home of peaceful and mostly innocent people. But when the speaker mentions that the government also slaughtered two dogs during the siege, eyes light up, the indifferent get angry, and skeptics come around. Puppy side, apparently, goes too far.
Well, that's nice. People are awful. That makes me so angry at the general populace of this country.
One of the most appalling cases occurred in Maricopa County, Arizona, the home of Joe Arpaio, self-proclaimed toughest sheriff in America. In 2004, one of Arpaio's SWAT teams conducted a bumbling raid in a Phoenix suburb. Among other weapons, it used tear gas and an armored personnel carrier that later rolled down the street and smashed into a car. The operation ended with the targeted home in flames and exactly one suspect in custody for outstanding traffic violations.
Oh my God.
But that's not all. The image that sticks in your head is described by John Doherty in the alternative Phoenix New Times is that of a puppy trying to escape from the fire. The house was engulfed in flames. The puppy running out trying to escape. And a SWAT officer chased him back into the building with puffs from a fire extinguisher. The dog burned to death. You believe that?
Chased the dog back inside a burning building.
There were witnesses with a fire extinguisher. That's how he got him back in.
Wow.
In a massive 1998 raid at a San Francisco housing co-op, cops shot a family dog in front of its family, then dragged it outside and shot it again. When police in Fremont, California raided the home of medical marijuana patient Robert Filgo, they shot his pet Akita 9 times. They must have thought it was it's an Akita. That's a dog. An Akita is a dog. They must have thought it was a cat, had 9 lives or something like that. Why would you shoot a dog 9 times?
Why would you shoot a dog at all?
And drag it outside and shoot it again?
And shoot it again! Or chase it into a burning building.
Oh, by the way, when they raided this guy's home, the medical marijuana patient, and shot his dog 9 times, he was never charged with anything. Last October, police in Alabama raided a home on suspicion of marijuana possession. They shot and killed both family dogs, then joked about the kill in front of the family. We reported on that here on Free Talk Live. They seized a grand total of 8 grams of marijuana, equal in weight to a ketchup packet. In January, a cop en route to a drug raid in Tampa, Florida, took a shortcut across a neighboring lawn and shot the neighbor's 2 pooches on his way. And last May, an officer in Syracuse...
Wait a minute. So he was cutting across someone's lawn to where he was going.
Right.
And the lawn he was cutting across, there were dogs there, and he shot those dogs.
Yep.
Someone completely unrelated.
2 dogs that were unrelated. Yep. And last May, an officer in Syracuse, New York, squeezed off several shots at a family dog during a drug raid, one of which rioted? Why am I mispronouncing that? And struck a 13-year-old boy in the leg. The boy was handcuffed and at gunpoint at the time.
And ricochet.
Ricochet, thank you. There was a dog in the ragweed bus that I mentioned, too. He got lucky. He only got kicked across the room by the cops. More coming back. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or visit freestateproject.org.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. We do it live Saturday nights. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
You can bring up anything. Whatever's on your mind goes. The number again, 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams. Broadband version of the show is there. The dial-up version is there as well. So go get them on the house, freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Rich in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Torgo.
Well, how you doing today? I'd like to talk a little bit about the United States government spying on American citizens.
Yes.
In the United States.
Go ahead.
And I was listening to you. I listened to a few other shows recently, just in the last few weeks. But, you know, the latest you had on there about the Chinese and the spying on Americans and all that kind of stuff, you kind of dismissed her. Well, I don't know about Chinese being here in the United States, but I know about a lot of other things.
Okay.
I will tell you that the U.S. government is using the United States military, and hey, I'll give them my name, my telephone number, my address right here on the...
No, that's okay. Yeah. We just know he's rich in Florida. Go
Let
ahead,
me tell
Rich.
You, the Office of Navy Intelligence is spying on Americans here in
uh-huh.
Florida. Have you ever heard of USAFE?
No. Oh, okay. Yeah, USAFE, isn't that where you buy stuff at the store and you give money
yeah.
to charity?
Yeah, well, that's what you would think, but you know what USAFE is? It's the headquarters of the Warrior Preparation Center for the United States Air Force.
You say.
You know what? Yeah. You know what USAISC is?
No, sir.
That's probably another grocery store to you. That's the Information Management Division of the Army Military.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I'm going to get into just a few things. I'm not going to stay here
long. Well, I want to know why. Why is the Navy spying on people?
Well, they're spying on not everybody, but the NSA now is digging through. You've heard on the news today, the Electronic Freedom Frontier had the NSA and the AT&T spying on people.
I've got that article, yeah.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, what they're doing is they are doing data troves or data mining, and hey, they hear one word, they think you're a terrorist. They're going to make you a terrorist.
Yeah. Now, what are they mining? Are they mining just phone lines? Are they mining emails? What are they mining?
They're hacking in to personal computers. My personal computer, other people's personal computers, they're using private corporations,
okay,
U.S. government agencies.
Are they doing it at random? Are they targeting certain people?
Hey. They are targeting certain people. But let me tell you the major information that I need to get out on this radio show. The United States government is outsourcing private American citizens' information and IP addresses for the largest corporations in America to try to hack into computer of private citizens.
Torgo, you're an IT expert. What do you think about this?
I've turned this into the U.S. Attorney General. I mean, U.S. Attorney here in Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
And guess what? Have you heard of I'm just going to give you a few.
No, actually, I want to address what you just said.
Rich, I do have a question for you. Is it Rick or Rich?
It's Rich.
Rich, okay.
Richard.
Okay, Richard. The question I have for you is, you say that the government is outsourcing to private companies to try and hack into people's personal computers.
You got it.
Now, what companies are they outsourcing to hack into these computers?
You'd be amazed.
Well, can you give me an example?
JP Morgan.
And what is it that they're doing? I mean, are they just attacking your machine and gaining access to it and sharing your files, or?
Well, they're attacking my machines, and guess what? They have a front IP address and a back IP address.
Why don't you just get a router?
The front IP address goes straight from the company to me. The back IP address goes straight from the company to the NSA, to me, and back. Guess what? I've got Merck Company here that you were talking about a little bit ago that I tracked.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what it has on it?
What's that?
It has a direct link, White House Telecom. And I can send this to you. I can send this proof to you. They have a direct line straight to the White House.
So these people are linked into your computer right now? That's what you're claiming? You're claiming they're hacking your computer?
You want to see who's linked in my computer right now?
I'm just asking you, Rich. I don't want to see
The Energy Services Network, have you heard of them?
Why don't you put it behind a router? I don't understand.
Firewall.
Well, I've got a firewall.
It's not very effective.
Kinds of stuff on my computer, and guess what? These corporations and companies are linked straight in to the government, and they're they have direct allocation from the government. They're helping the government, like Microsoft.
Now, I understand that you're saying that they're...
Hold on a second.
Understand that you're saying that they're routing traffic to the NSA. For example, they have a link that goes from them to the NSA to you. Now, how is it that they're connected to your computer? How are they getting in? What sort of connection do they have to you that you can look and see? Oh, hey, Merck is connected to me.
Well, guess what? I've got a McAfee personal firewall, and guess what it does? It has intrusion protection. It traces the company. It traces the route. It traces the time and the date, and it gives a specific map of how the intrusion has taken place from Washington.
You're saying that Merck, the drug company, is trying to hack into your computers.
You got it.
Why would they be trying to do that?
Now, are you just saying this because along the path the traffic goes through Washington, D.C.?
No.
Because that's where the May East is.
No. I'm saying on my printout here, it's got White
House
Telecom.
What are you going to do about all this, Rick? I mean, it's interesting and everything.
I'll tell you what I have done. I have turned this information in to the U.S. attorney.
Well, wait a minute. These are the same people that are hacking you.
I know.
What do you expect them to do something about it?
No, I don't expect them to do anything. That's exactly why I'm on the telephone.
I don't understand your point, Rich. I don't understand what your purpose is.
The government is controlled by the corporation.
What do you do, sit there all day and analyze reports and printouts? Do you have a job?
see, I guess you're a government-sponsored
agency that's right.
yourself.
That's right. We're agent provocateurs. You figured us out, Rich.
So.
Thanks for the call, buddy. You pour over all your documentation there, man. Spend your whole life reading your printouts.
I got more on this when we come back.
Okay, it is Free Talk Live.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Anything goes. Whatever's on your mind, you can bring it up. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you everything for free, the archives, live streaming, and more. It's all there, and it's on the house. If you like that, if you like the fact that we give you everything for free on our website, well, consider shopping with us. We've got a partnership with Amazon. It's the Internet's largest retailer. They sell virtually everything that you can think of, whether it's sporting goods, electronics, clothing, baby stuff, and furniture. It's all there and more. Don't go to their regular site, though. Enter through our site. Here's how you do it. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. And then at that point, anything you purchase on Amazon will send us a percentage because we sent them the business. It's simple. It's not going to raise your prices or anything. You get the same great prices. It's just that you send a little bit our way. Amazon.freetalklive.com. So shop with us. All right. We just got off the phone with Rich, who apparently believes we're agent provocateurs because we didn't let him prattle on about his printouts for another half an hour. We gave him way more than enough time to explain himself. His claim essentially was that he was being hacked or attacked, I guess, his computer was being attacked by companies.
By J.P. Morgan and Merck.
And Merck.
Right.
J.P. Morgan's a bank, isn't it?
Yeah, they...
And Merck's a drug company.
Right.
And he didn't really explain what the purpose of it was. He just claimed that he was getting hacked.
Well, we didn't let him explain because we're shills for the government,
oh, that's
remember?
Right. That's right. Did you say you had something on that?
Well, there's also, I don't know if you covered this already or not, but the issue with AT&T forwarding traffic to the NSA. Have you heard about
that? Yeah, we heard about that. Yeah, we talked about that earlier this week.
Okay.
AT&T forwarding just wholesale, I guess, internet activity to the NSA, right?
Yeah, just anyone who's an AT&T residential customer, right. All of your internet usage and telephone usage and stuff like that is just being forwarded en masse to the NSA.
I think Rich was the agent provocateur because he wouldn't answer my question. And my question was, well, he made the claim that they're monitoring stuff. Well, what are they monitoring? Are they monitoring your emails? Are they monitoring your phone calls? Because we've had these claims before that they've got this big Cardivore system, and it monitors everything, and you're being listened to, and if they hear keywords like bomb and terrorist and kill the president, that they're going to, like, link into your line and pick you up as a potential terrorist suspect. So I've made a point, actually, sometimes of being on the phone and saying things like that and typing them into my emails. Nothing ever happens. There's way too many emails and way too many phone calls for them to be able to monitor them all. It's impossible.
Well, that's the same thing in the airports, too. I was out of town last weekend, and I flew back in on Tuesday. Had a couple of friends picking me up at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And when they picked me up, they told me they had been in the airport for about 20 minutes or so. And they had just been wandering around going, so, did Hassan give you the bomb yet?
Really?
Yep. Absolutely. Just wandering around making jokes about bombs and terrorists.
Wow.
And nobody said or did anything. Nobody was picking up on them. They just didn't even get looked at.
I would say they're lucky in that particular case, considering their proximity to busybody bureaucrats, to people that are officious and believe that they know what's best. I mean, if one of those security people had heard them saying that,
right,
they could have had a little detention action.
Yeah, exactly. I told them, okay, you guys go ahead and walk about 10 steps in front of me then while we're walking through the rest of this airport. I don't want to be involved in any of that. But still, at the same time, you know, they make it sound like they've got surveillance everywhere, too,
right,
and that there's microphones that'll pick up you saying bomb, and then you'll be swarmed by hundreds of TSA Georges.
Well, we had one crackpot, I don't remember this, but it was a few months back. We had one nut job call in and suggest that he used to work in the satellite company with, like, satellite television, and he claimed that there was microphones in your satellite TV receivers, and there was cameras, on the inside of your television sets. I mean, it just total paranoid crack pottery.
Oh my God, if that was true, there's somebody getting some horrible shows from time to time.
Hey, on the way here, we still have another hour. You bring up whatever's on your mind. A local teacher, a teacher, has had a run-in with Homeland Security. New York bans dancing? Coming up, Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you paying?